How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
In Virginia, a teacher is arrested for being high on drugs in her second grade classroom.
Nice.
In New York City, a man is caught and arrested after sucker punching actor Steve Buscemi on a New York street. And Mexican cartels are now operating in all 50 states, according to the DEA.
Got it.
These stories and more coming at you today, Thursday, May 23rd, on Real Life Real Crime Daily. And I'm Jim Chapman.
I'm Winnie Overton.
Thirsty Thursday.
I'm still hurting from
Thirsty
Saturday night.
Thirsty Saturday.
O'Hare's Pub. Yeah.
Yeah.
And but we hope y'all have a great Thirsty Thursday. I mean, you know, summer is definitely upon us.
It is. And the drinks are flowing over there at O'Hare's.
Flowing at O'Hare's, ice cold beer. But the kids are getting out of school.
Yeah.
And all that stuff's going on.
So graduations.
And it'll take less time to get to studio in the mornings because I don't have to go through all the school zones.
Yeah, it's true.
And all that. But I can remember, wow, I don't even know how many years ago it was, but getting out. But I had already signed up for the military. Left in August. So I had a summer of fun before I left, and I paid for it every day when I was in the military, but anyway, is what it is. But let's get down to some true crime time for Thirsty Thursday.
All right, and we're going to start out in Virginia. A second grade teacher at a Virginia elementary school was arrested after the school resource officer found her to be high on drugs in the classroom.
Nice.
She didn't just have drugs in the classroom. Right. She was high on the drugs.
Yeah.
The school resource officer at Spotswood Elementary School in Fredericksburg found that Candace Carter, 35, appeared to be under the influence of drugs at the school. Further investigation turned up suspected narcotics in her classroom as well. Carter, a Spotsylvania resident, was arrested for felony possession of Schedule 1 and 2 narcotics, felony child endangerment, and felony child neglect or abuse. And I'm going to tell you what, those are some serious charges.
Yeah, she's fucked.
During the incident, Carter's husband was found in the school parking lot in a vehicle, also under the influence of suspected narcotics. So much so, he required medical attention.
Right.
A 2-year-old child was found in the vehicle with the husband. Identified as 34-year-old Christopher Carter, also from Spotsylvania. He was arrested for felony child endangerment and felony child neglect or abuse. Both Carters have been incarcerated at the regional jail, and Candace Carter is being held without bond. Christopher Carter is in jail in an under $5,000 bond. No students reported injuries or exposure, but were checked by medical personnel out of abundance of caution.
Right.
And the classroom was professionally cleaned. Spotsylvania Social Services, and the school administration assisted the sheriff's office with the arrest. That was Fox News that reported that. Crazy things going on with teachers.
Man, you know,
just
last week I reported on one where a teacher was not only drunk in her classroom, one of the kids was drinking out of the cup and thought it was Mountain Dew, but then realized it wasn't. I'm like, you know, my wife was a teacher until I was able to retire out for Real Life Real Crime, but get the fuck?
Well, you know.
Is your day so bad that you got to just get fucked up?
You can't wait.
Teaching kids?
Yeah. You gotta have them drugs first thing in the morning?
Early in the morning, and that's how we make it through our day, right?
Yeah, and you know, the people that hate this the most are teachers.
Good teachers.
They can't stand it because there's a lot of good ones out there.
It's like the good cops hate the bad cops, but it's goes on and on. You know, I wonder if it's probably not Maybe so with the fentanyl and shit like that, but probably more prevalent than it was when even we were in school. Who knows what teacher of ours had a brown bag in their desk just to get through the day, right?
You know, that's God true.
Damn, here comes Woody Overton again. I better get a sip.
I'm going to need two shots for this class. Two shots for this class. It's fifth hour.
And beat his ass. But the, I don't know, man. And then, you know, just absolute position of trust. And when your husband's hanging out in the parking lot?
In the parking lot.
With a kid in a car?
Yeah.
Yeah. Figure it out. But it's the drugs and everything. What I was saying is I think it's more we get news is instantaneous now. Yeah. Everybody has it and you get the post-its. But it doesn't make it any less whatever bad, I guess you would say.
No doubt.
You know, let's talk about how these drugs get into these schools and prisons and neighborhoods and all that stuff. And the DEA actually came out and made a statement about this. Mm-hmm. And they said Mexico's most powerful and ruthless cartels operate in all 50 states and clash in American cities. And that's according to the DEA, all, and it released it just now in a May report. The Jalisco and Sinaloa cartels have flooded major U.S. cities with meth and fentanyl. And naturally, they use violence to protect their turf.
And of course, the Sinaloa cartel is your boy
El Chapo.
El Chapo.
But they splitting up and whatever. I guess they're fighting each other or kicking out the local crack dealer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's just law, supply, and demand. But the deadly reach of the Mexican Sinaloa and Jalisco cartels into U.S. communities is extended by the wholesale-level traffickers and street dealers bringing the cartels' drugs to market, sometimes creating their own deadly drug mixtures, and this is according to the DA report. But I did a story last week about a husband and wife team out of Tennessee who were dealing large quantities of meth and coke and shit.
Yeah.
But they caught them in Texas and they got in a shootout with the police and they killed them. But they had $4.3 million worth of kilos that they were bringing back. Right. And that's what 4.3 that's in there. You mix that with the fentanyl, that's probably worth $20 million, right?
Yeah.
But guess what? They're not getting all those kilos from Joe Blow on the street corner. They're getting it from the Mexican cartels.
Yeah.
So, together, Sinaloa and Jalisco cartels have caused the worst drug crisis in U.S. history, and I totally believe that. And the DEA's National Drug Threat Assessment Report details the cartels' leadership structures, the areas they control, how they operate, and their global reach beyond Mexico and the U.S. So, they're in other countries too, right?
Yeah.
And if your model works, spread it. It's like Walmart. Put one on in every small town. But synthetic drugs like fentanyl are more potent than plant-based drugs, cheaper to make and easier to move, which allows both cartels to infiltrate American and control all aspects of the drug trade from production to delivery.
Yeah. So
they cut out the middleman, right? Sinaloa and Jalisco have effectively eliminated any competition in the U.S. markets and dictate the flow of nearly all illicit drugs into the country. And again, this is according to the DEA report, y'all, which notes that thousands of cartel-linked dealers currently operate in the U.S. So, going on. Last week, the Skittles man, whose real name is...
The Skittles man.
Right? His real name is Roque Bustamante, was one of seven Sinaloa cartel members arrested in Florida for supplying thousands of Mexican-made fentanyl pills, according to federal prosecutors. Just don't stop.
Yeah.
Making that money.
Getting them Skittles.
The notorious nickname was created because he allegedly sold large supplies of rainbow-colored fentanyl pills. the fentanyl man, right? I mean, the Skittles man.
Skittles man.
So an undercover law enforcement operation also busted the cartel members arranging a weapons smuggling operation into Mexico, including 50 caliber high powered rifles.
Jesus Christ.
There's nothing you're doing with that.
Yeah.
Killing. And then now, get this is going
on. And the problem is the police have to fight against that
high powered rifle. Well, they're already, you can have on a bulletproof vest with a high ballistic plates in the front and back, 50 caliber still killing you.
Yeah.
But the thing is, the Mexico doesn't have access to firearms like we do. So the firearms are going that direction so they can fight each other,
yeah,
along with the cash, right?
Right.
The dope comes everywhere else. But during the investigation, the DEA seized about 21 kilos, that's like 2.5 pounds a kilo, y'all, of pure fentanyl, 70,000 rainbow-colored fentanyl pills, 3,000 M30 blue fentanyl pills, 243 pounds of crystal meth. This is in one seizure.
That's a lot.
But it's not over. They also got 2 kilos of cocaine and 24 guns, including 18 rifles and 6 pistols. And y'all, those 50 calibers, but I'm sure a lot of AK-47s and shit. But in late April, 12 traffickers tied to the Jalisco cartel were sentenced to 4.5 to 40 years in federal prison after they were busted in Del Rio, Texas in 2021. You know, if you don't know where that is, it's in the asshole middle of nowhere, a border town. Like, I don't even think they have a radio station.
Works. Yeah.
But they were busted and sentenced for coordinating the shipment of nearly 200 kilos of liquid meth worth $9.9 million. That's before they cut it. Over the course of that particular investigation, law enforcement seized about 650 kilos of methamphetamine. I mean, you talk about a gram fuck you up for like a day.
Yeah, that's
a load. They also got 17 guns, $220,000 plus in cash, and $12,200 in real and personal property. And this according to the North Texas prosecutors. There were already nearly 38,000 fentanyl-related deaths in the first 6 months of 2023, according to the DEA report. And fentanyl is the deadliest threat the U.S. has ever faced, the report says.
100%.
Fentanyl and other synthetic drugs like methamphetamine are responsible for nearly all the fatal drug overdoses and poison in our country. Let me just talk about that for a second. I know so many people, and one guy, I'm not going to say his name, was a young kid. This dude was so smart, Jim. He graduated from LSU and his master's in business, and he didn't hunt. Everybody else would be hunting, and I'd sit in my bar and drink, right? Yeah. And I was like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, just hang up. He was so smart. This kid was just like fucking genius. He took a Xanax, and it was fentanyl, and it killed him.
Oh my God.
He was like 23 years old. So rest in peace to him. I think everybody knows someone who's been affected by this, right?
Yeah, and it takes a grain.
Yeah. I mean, the story we tell about Billy Amy searching that car, and he got a fleck of the white powder, and it knocked him out. Right?
Yeah,
put him into cardiac arrest. But let's talk about Operation Last Mile and Overdrive. The DEA's Operation Last Mile tracked the Jalisco and Sinaloa cartels' distribution networks across the country. In total, the major operation, which included countless law enforcement agencies from the local to federal levels, included 1,436 investigations and resulted in 3,337 arrests. So they're fighting it, but that's a drop in the bucket, right?
Yeah.
The DEA seized during this operation, the DEA seized nearly 44 million fentanyl pills, right? And a quarter of one of those will kill you. Over 6,500 pounds of fentanyl powder, which pill presses are readily available, and you take the powder and you press out your own pills. And more than 91,000 pounds of methamphetamine, 8,497 firearms, and over $100 million in cash, right? And in 2023, law enforcement agencies within 150 miles of the border conducted nearly 600 bulk cash seizures. Remember, I told y'all the money's going back across, right? And I've seen the documentaries, like they can't even do anything with all the cash. Like the rats are eating millions and millions of dollars of cash in places they have in store.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with it?
Yeah.
You go and get it back. But I mean, it's not like you can spend billions of dollars worth of $20 bills.
That's right.
So, but most of the bulk cash seizures of 2023 were executed in Arizona, California, Texas, and New Mexico. Now, moving forward, the DEA has the Sinaloa and Jalisco cartel members in its scope with this new Operation Overdrive. The DA's top operational priority is to relentlessly pursue and defeat the two Mexican drug cartels that are primarily responsible for driving the current fentanyl poison epidemic in the United States. And the operation puts resources into the U.S. most violent and overdose-plagued cities to target the violent dealers who kill thousands of Americans every week with fentanyl and weapons. So, let's go back in the history, bro. I know you're a history buff. I'm a history buff. But you go back to, Pablo Escobar.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And he started from nothing and rose up and built it. And finally, we got pissed off and went after him, right? And ultimately got him after he did everything else. But what happens is when you get him, you create a vacuum.
Yeah.
People are not going to quit selling dope. And right. So now they're finally going after the two top cartels that are responsible for all this carnage. And look, they're making billions. And they don't care. It's all about the dollar, right? And they're murdering tons and tons of people in broad daylight in Mexico and everywhere else. But here's the deal. They go get them. And when they get them, somebody else is going to step in and fill the void.
Hey, everybody, it's Aggo. Listen up, especially you ladies over 40. I've got some good news. It's called Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony is an all-in-one hormonal balancing solution. It relieves symptoms of menopause. It promotes healthy weight loss and curbs cravings. It improves sleep quality. It reduces bloating and gas. It relieves hot flashes. It can even relieve occasional mood swings, although nothing like that has ever happened in my house. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalance should take it, but it's perfect for the horrible menopause symptoms that make you put your life on hold. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code RLRC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and code RLRC at checkout for 15% off today.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that doesn't turn into fat when you consume it. Instead, it turns into a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body.
So getting more MCTs in your diet is like flipping a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which flushes out excess fat and calories. And Dr. Gundry has created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it comes in a tasty drink form. It actually tastes good. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized.
So you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/RLRC and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. And again, that's GundryMD.com/RLRC.
Awesome.
All right. Good deal.
Yeah. And people like Pablo Escobar, who the city that he lived in, he would buy them playgrounds.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He would build them soccer fields.
He ran for political office.
Yeah. He would donate money to the schools. So they love him.
Well, when he got. One of the times he got arrested for like blowing up the fucking Supreme Court and shit.
Yeah.
They were like, no, dude, you got to do some prison time. He built his own prison.
Yeah.
And for real, and he had all the prostitutes and giraffes and shit and all that. And then they found out he was violating all the stuff. So he escapes again and whatever. And they ended up shooting him to death on that rooftop. But I mean, it doesn't matter. It's never going to stop. My concern is it used to be cocaine back then in the 80s. And now it's all this. What's coming next? That zombie drug thing they got out now.
That's
horrible. I don't want to get fucked up that bad.
No.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to look. Two of my favorite shows probably in history. One of them is a movie. It's called Reservoir Dogs.
Yes.
It's a great movie.
Excellent movie.
And then one is an HBO series called Boardwalk Empire.
Yes,
loved Boardwalk Empire, and I was almost in a state of depression when that show ended. It was so good. One thing in common with both of these shows is that they have one of my favorite actors, which is a guy named Steve Buscemi.
Right.
Well, a man has been arrested in New York City on suspicion of sucker punching actor Steve Buscemi in the face earlier this month in Manhattan.
Right.
A guy by the name of Clifton Williams was arrested Friday afternoon. He's 50 years old, and he's accused of the second-degree assault. Buscemi, 66, of Boardwalk Empire fame, was in the Kips Bay neighborhood when a stranger approached him and just punched him in the face. The actor was said to have been texting on his phone and leaned up against the wall. It was around noon when he was attacked, and he sustained bruising, swelling, and bleeding to his left eye. He dotted his eye, as we would say.
Left a little mark.
Yeah, so Buscemi's publicist had said the actor, while physically fine, was incredibly sad that the attack occurred while walking the streets of New York. On Wednesday, police named Williams as a suspect and released multiple photos, and he was caught the same day. Buscemi, who many people don't know, is a former New York City firefighter.
I didn't know.
Yeah, he starred in the HBO show Boardwalk Empire, and he was the second actor from the TV show attacked this spring in Manhattan. Sounds like something might be related here.
We've seen it, though, these people, I mean, y'all, you did one on Real Life for Crime Daily before. Dude walking with a baby, and the motherfucker just runs up and knocks him out.
Just runs up. And this particular guy, he almost seems like he's targeting Boardwalk Empire stars.
Yeah.
And this is a big dude. This is not somebody you want walking up and punching you in the face.
Yes,
he's very muscle bound.
Yeah.
And shout out to Yahoo News for reporting on that. But, how dare you hit Steve Buscemi in the face?
Armageddon was another another one of my favorite ones.
Yeah.
He was a super smart guy, and they're pretty sure they're not going to come back, and they're negotiating a deal.
Yeah.
And he says, "And I don't want to pay federal taxes again, ever."
He's a great actor.
But he's been in a lot of great shit, but the I did it on, I think it was The Daily Show last week. Oh, yeah, it was a sheriff in Florida.
Yeah.
It was like, you take your lawlessness, somewhere else. You come from these cities where people are walking up and sucker punching people for no reason.
Right.
And he said, but don't bring that shit down here because we're going to put your ass in jail.
Yeah.
But what the fuck has the world come to, bro? But if you fucking hit me, you better hope you knock me the fuck out.
Hell yeah.
If I have a pistol, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
I'm too old probably to fight him now. I'm not too old to run him down, but I would definitely sling some lead at him.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's crazy.
I mean, people just, you don't know who you're messing with. One day that guy's going to punch the wrong person in the face.
Yeah. Well,
and they're going to light him up like a Christmas tree.
Yep. Well, speaking of punches, and I'm pretty much a huge NASCAR fan. I watch the races every weekend. And this past weekend, they had the All-Star race, right? Well, check this out. Now, shit gets a little heated when they're driving around the tracks and stuff happens. But there's only 20 cars. Normally, there's 42 or 43 in a race. But you have to qualify to make this race. And it's for $1 million. And they only run like 200 laps. So let me tell you what happened last night or on Sunday night, y'all. The NASCAR All-Star Race at the legendary North Wilkesboro Speedway in North Carolina brought fireworks on and off the track Sunday night. Kyle Busch, who's been there forever, y'all, and Ricky Stenhouse Jr., who, if I'm not mistaken, I think Ricky dates Danica Kirkpatrick. Y'all remember her?
Danica.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr., they got into a brawl in the garage area after the race. Now, Stenhouse waited for Bush to get back to the back after the number 8 finished in the 10th place in the race. The two were then seen exchanging words when, and I saw the video, Stenhouse hit that motherfucker. It wasn't a sucker punch. They were in each other's face, and he ran back with his right, and he decked him for real. So the two had to be separated. And that's a nice way of saying it was a fucking melee. Look, they had both sides and crew members diving in and trying to get in bushes.
And tire changers were like,
it was fucking on. You know, those dudes are athletes. They're like football players and, you know, the Jackmen or this now. It's not like it used to be back when I started watching in the early 90s. It took like 28 seconds for a pit stop. Now they can do a pit stop in like 13 seconds.
It's crazy.
But they have all these athletes in it. Well, there's only one, believe it or not, they changed the tire. There's only one fucking bolt that holds the whole tire on.
Wow.
One bolt, so you don't have to do all the different nuts, lugs. And I've seen them when the tire comes off, right? But anyway, so look, it's a fucking melee, y'all. I mean, talking about they're whooping each other's ass and fighting and doing whatever, but they got them separated. But the rivalry started on the first lap of the 200-lap event, and Bush and Stenhouse were among those riding three wide. That means, y'all, the track is narrow, and pretty much when you're three or four wide, you're going to wreck. But Bush was on the outside and scraped the wall while Stenhouse was running in the middle. And Bush then retaliated and hit Stenhouse from behind and pitted him into the wall. Fucked him up, put him out of the race. I mean, smashed his car. I'm tired of getting run over by everybody, but that's what everybody does. Everybody runs over everybody to pass everybody, Bush told Fox Sports. And remember, Bush is the one who got hit. Stenhouse waited for Bush, and that was when the fight occurred. So I'm not sure why he was so mad, Stenhouse told Fox Sports. I shoved it three wide, but he hit the fence and kind of came off the wall and ran into me. I don't know, when I was talking to him, he kept saying that I wrecked him. Definitely built up frustration with how he runs, his mouth all the time about myself. I know he's frustrated because he doesn't run near as good as he used to. And Bush used to win a lot of championships.
Yeah.
So Joey Logano won the race in the 22 car. He said, we were so fast. We came here before for testing, ran over 800 laps and really figured out what was going on. But let me tell you what happened. I saw it and I've replayed it several times. They got together and Stenhouse was waiting on him. Stenhouse was the only one out of the whole race that got smashed. And look, I mean, they got in each other's face, and Stenhouse is much younger than Bush and pretty physically fit, and he smacked the shit out of him. but afterwards, they interviewed him, and he was like, they were like, would you want to continue this with him or whatever? He said, if he wants to have a charity fight, we'll do it for the NASCAR Foundation, and that, other than that, I ain't got nothing for that dude.
Well, you know,
I beat your ass for money.
You know, all they had to do was get Robert Duvall to explain what rubbing is.
Racing is rubbing.
He didn't bump you. He didn't wreck you. Racing, he rubbed you.
Rubbing and rubbing is racing.
That's it.
Yeah, that was
classic line from Days of Thunder.
If you watch the video, you can't get in somebody's face like that and not expect to get punched.
That's right. That's right. Anyway. Well, it's time for another According to the Affidavit segment.
According to the Affidavit.
And we got a good one today. We're going to tell you about an incident that happened in the free state of Florida.
There you go.
And you can add soiled adult diapers to the long list of strange items used as weapons in Florida. That's right.
Soiled adult diapers.
That's right. Investigators say that Damian Caston began arguing with his brother on just basically ongoing domestic issues. And Caston is paralyzed but ambulatory by using his upper body. So I'm taking that to mean he's paralyzed from the waist down.
Right.
So after Caston damaged walls inside the home, he becomes aggressive towards his sibling and a witness and attempted to throw items at them. At that point, Caston's brother and the witness lifted and carried the defendant outside for the safety of all and called 911.
Yeah.
Caston then removed his soiled diaper and threw it at his brother.
Oh, my God. That's fighting.
Struck him in the chest. Remnants of the diaper were seen on the front porch and the stomach of the victim. No weapon was seized by police other than the diaper. So he was charged, obviously, with domestic battery and some other things. And in the affidavit, the police officer wrote, actually and intentionally touching or striking his brother and cohabitant against their will, the defendant threw a diaper at the victim, striking him in the center of his torso. Mm. The diaper contained urine and other feces. The victim and defendant were in a verbal argument about ongoing domestic issues, and During the altercation, the defendant, who is paralyzed from the waist down, became aggressive toward the victim and witness, attempting to throw items at them. The victim and witness lifted and carried him outside, as we told you, and they called 911. So, hey, when you're paralyzed from the waist down, you do what whatever you can grab. And I guess they pissed him off.
Literally were pissed on him. Wow. I don't ever want to get gassed.
Yeah.
Prison gassed with an adult diaper.
So that was a little different one, but yeah. One that I definitely wanted to bring you.
Straight from
the affidavit itself.
Affidavit.
According to the affidavit.
According to the affidavit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes, indeed.
A Thirsty Thursday kinky crime.
Thirsty Thursday kinky crime. Now, y'all, you know, most of the kinky crimes we do are somewhat funny if you have a sense of humor. But today, I'm going to tell you about one that is not funny at all. And it's about a guy named John Arthur Bennett, who was born on April the 10th, 1936. And guess what? He died on April the 13th, 1961. But he was a U.S. Army soldier who remains the last person to be executed after a court-martial by the United States Armed Forces. Now, that's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
You got military code of justice that soldiers are subject to that we aren't. And I'm going to tell you what happened. See, he was a private in the Army. He was 19 years old, and he was convicted of the rape and attempted murder of an 11-year-old girl in Austria.
Mm.
And despite last-minute appeals for clemency and pleas to President John F. Kennedy by her family, and being the victim's family, to spare his life, President Kennedy said, fuck him. And guess what? Bennett was hanged at Fort Leavenworth in Kansas in 1961, right?
Hanged in 1961.
That's military shit. And Fort Leavenworth, everybody knows that's where the gold's kept. George Thomas, y'all go listen to that Bloody Angola episode. It's about C. Murder and C. Murder being convicted of murdering George's younger brother, Stephen. But he did his time in the military prison, or part of it, at Leavenworth. Yeah. And he said when he went to a regular prison to do the rest of the charges, he's like, man, what you bitches crying about? This is easy. This is easy time compared to Leavenworth.
Right. Because
they treat you like you're still in the military. But anyway, he got hung, and he is for rape, which is a kinky crime, even though it wasn't a funny one, y'all.
Yeah.
So here's your kinky crime for Thursday.
1961.
Hung him.
I didn't think they were still military hanging back then. Wow.
I think that's different rules for the military.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no doubt about that. Well,
how do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeMess Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're going to like this one, Woody Overton.
Lay it on me.
May 23rd, 1934.
This day in crime.
On this day in crime, something happened.
Yeah.
Notorious criminals Bonnie Parker and Clyde Barrow are shot to death by Texas and Louisiana State Police in Louisiana.
Yep. Damn sure were.
Bonnie Parker met the charismatic Clyde Barrow in Texas when she was 19, and her husband was serving time in jail for murder. Shortly after they met, Barrow was in prison for robbery, and Parker visited him every day and smuggled a gun into prison to help him escape. But he was soon caught in Ohio and sent back to jail. When Barrow was paroled in 1932, he hooked up with Parker, and the couple began a life of crime. Yep. After they stole a car and committed several robberies, Parker was caught by police and sent to jail for 2 months. Released in 1932, she rejoined Barrow, and over the next 2 years, the couple teamed with various accomplices to rob banks and stores across 5 states, Texas, Oklahoma, Missouri, New Mexico, and Louisiana. To law enforcement agents, the Barrow gang, including Barrow's childhood friend Raymond Hamilton, Henry Methen, and his brother Buck and his wife Blanche, among others, were cold-blooded killers who didn't hesitate to kill anyone that got in their way, especially police or sheriff's deputies. Among the public, however, their reputation as dangerous outlaws were mixed with a romantic view of the couple as Robin Hood-like folk heroes. Yep. The fame was increased by the fact that Bonnie was a woman, an unlikely criminal, and by the fact that the couple posed for playful photos together, which were later found by police and released by media. Police almost captured the famous duo twice in 1933 with surprise raids on their hideouts in Joplin, Missouri, and Platte City, Missouri. Buck Barry was killed in a second raid, and Blanche was arrested. But Bonnie and Clyde escaped again. In January of 1934, they attacked a prison farm in Texas to break Hamilton out of jail, shooting several guards with machine guns and killing one. It's crazy to think that they actually broke people out of jail. Texas prison officials hired a retired Texas Ranger by the name of Captain Frank Hammer as a special investigator to track down Parker and Barrow, and after a three-month search, he traced the couple to Louisiana, where Henry Methen's family lived. Before dawn on May 23rd, Hammer and a group of Louisiana and Texas lawmen hid in the bushes along a country road outside of town. When Parker and Barrow appeared, the officers opened fire, killing the couple in a hail of bullets. All told, the Barrow gang was believed responsible for the deaths of 13 people, including 9 police officers. Right. Parker and Barrow are still seen by many as romantic figures. However, especially after the success of the 1967 film Bonnie and Clyde, starring Faye Dunaway and Warren Beatty. Shout out to the History Channel for that. And
The images. When they say a hail of bullets, they fucked them up. They Swiss cheesed them, and supposedly
Gatling guns,
shotguns and everything else. But they weren't taking any chances with them because they knew they were cold blooded killers, and they were going
to kill. And they like to kill police,
kill and get away, or they were going to die. But it's Louisiana State Police headquarters in Baton Rouge on Independence Boulevard, where I worked for so many years, and now I never saw it, but they told me that the actual vehicle is in the basement. Vehicle that they shot him up in.
Yeah.
And they said that motherfucker's got like 1,000 bullet holes in it.
Oh, I bet.
I mean, they just Swiss cheese the shit out of him.
There's actually a marker in the town that this actually occurred in Louisiana. It's in North Louisiana, y'all.
Way north, yeah.
And
almost Arkansas.
Yep. And in this town, there's just a marker, and it says this is the spot where Bonnie and Clyde were killed.
Back then there was no social media and all that. They were public enemy number one, but it all got around by, word of mouth and newspapers.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, there was maybe radio in some places, but they were legends. And
man,
like
when you
said, the Robin Hood stuff, I mean, they also took pictures with regular people, and the regular people hit them out.
Yeah.
They were like trying to fight against the man, but the motherfuckers were cold-blooded killers.
Oh, yeah, they were. And when you're busting people out of prison, you're going into the prison with machine guns.
Killing people. I actually think they were on a work detail in the field, but they rolled up on them and killed the guards that were there. And the prisoners, once he ran, and they got their guy and got in the vehicle and left.
Yeah.
Stone-cold killers.
That's right. And
you can only run so long from the long arm of the law. And that retired Texas Ranger was appointed by the governor of Texas because it was a female. They were sick of the shit that they were doing in Texas. And they were getting away with it. She was like, fuck you. Bring him back. He'll kill him.
Yeah.
And she was like, kill him. And they did it.
And he made it happen.
He did.
That was May 23rd.
May 23rd.
1934.
A lot of years ago.
That was a lot of years ago.
Been a minute,
but some of those crimes, they just surpassed the test of time, man. Yeah. Bonnie and Clyde will be talked about forever.
Bonnie and Clyde, and then Dillinger.
Dillinger,
And ones like that that were made famous back in the day, because that was actually, there was no war going on. They would show it in the motion picture shows in the beginning, and it's just sensationalizing. You got your regular people coming out of the Great Depression and shit, and Prohibition and all that. They're like, damn, I wish I could live like that.
Yeah.
I'd go rob banks and just be a badass.
And, you know, you can go to these museums of the strange, I guess you could say, and a lot of them will have, like, vehicles from, you mentioned the vehicle Bonnie and Clyde, but there's museums that have, like, Ted Bundy, his VW Bug. I forget what museum had. It might be one in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, but... you know, it's so pop, it's so much in pop culture that people actually buy these vehicles, and you pay money and you go in and you can actually pose by Ted Bundy's actual VW Bug.
Yeah, you can hang out with it.
Look, I'm a true crime fan. I would want to check that out.
Speaking of one, you've been to the Museum of Death in New Orleans?
I have not. I have some friends that have been there, but I haven't been there.
When Crime Con was in, a lot of our fellow podcasters went, my friends and shit, and they said it was just phenomenal. I mean, really? They had all the strangest death shit. And the, like, I'm looking at their website right now. It says, welcome to the Museum of Death. Enter at your own risk. And it's got a skull. And it's got all kinds of shit. Death, the world famous stuff like Jim's talking about. And... if you're in New Orleans, go give it a look. I'm gonna go next time we go.
I've been in Marie Laveau's place over there in New Orleans.
I did too. I've been there several times. It's on a side street off in between Bourbon and Canal or wherever.
So, been there.
That's it. And it's summertime. People are traveling. Are y'all sitting out by the pool? What, we got Labor Day. It's when
Labor Day coming up.
Is that this Monday?
Woody's going to check for y'all and get you on the, because, you know, we don't keep track of holidays much anymore with all the work we got going on. But
it's not Labor Day. I meant Memorial Day. I always get those confused. Memorial Day.
It's got to be coming up.
It's coming like this next week. Yeah, it's today's day is what?
Today is the 23rd.
So it's on Monday.
Okay.
So
there you go.
Well, we might drop something for y'all for Monday, or might not. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I know y'all be enjoying yourself.
That's right.
So, and we love and appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you for liking and listening and sharing. We really, really, really do appreciate y'all. Send us your stuff.
Send us your stuff. Send us your stories. We'll cover it. We appreciate it.
Ideas for segments, whatever. We want to play what you want to hear, as long as it's true crime related.
That's right.
And
that's it. I'm Jim Chapman.
And I'm Woody Everton.
Your host of Real Life, Real Crime Daily. Peace.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeMess Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeMess Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.